Quote, "The Cloud of Jewels also states, one skilled in discerning the faults engages in the yoga of meditation on emptiness in order to get rid of all conceptual elaborations. Such a person, due to his repeated meditation on emptiness, when he thoroughly searches for the object and the identity of the object, realizes them to be empty. When that very mind is also examined, it is realized to be empty. When the identity of what is realized by this mind is thoroughly sought, this too is realized as empty. Realizing in this way, one enters into the yoga of signlessness. This shows that only those who have engaged in complete analysis can enter into the yoga of signlessness. It has been explained very clearly that through mere elimination of mental activity, without examining the identity of things with wisdom, it is not possible to engage in non-conceptual meditation. Thus, concentration is done after the actual identity of things has been perfectly analyzed with wisdom. Concentration is also not done by abiding between this world and the world beyond, because physical forms and so forth are not perceived. It is thus called the non-abiding concentration. Such a practitioner is then called a meditator of supreme wisdom, because by specifically examining the identity of all things with wisdom, he has perceived nothing." End of quote. When it is investigated, the perceiving mind is understood to be empty, and the objects of the mind are also empty of true existence. A practitioner with such knowledge engages in what is known as the signless yoga. In the ultimate sense, all imputed phenomena are all empty of self-identity. It is important to note that in order to enter into non-conceptual absorption, it is crucial to engage in thorough analysis first. When the objects of imputation are sought by discerning wisdom, nothing is findable. The true meaning of understanding selflessness needs to be appreciated in perspective. Mere lack of mental activity does not constitute understanding selflessness. Mere absence of a misconception of self does not imply a knowledge of selflessness. Selflessness is understood by the wisdom that finds that both the perceiving mind and the perceived objects lack any self-identity in the ultimate sense. This knowledge dawns on the practitioner after thorough and discerning scrutiny and analysis.